Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, April 2nd, I hope you're well. Coming up:
go to the straight and just take it.
Donald Trump says he's nearing completion of his objectives in Iran, and four astronauts head for the moon. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has declared Iran is no longer a threat to the American public. In a televised address to the nation overnight, the US president claimed Operation Epic Fury will soon draw to a close. He also insisted that rising oil and gas prices are Tehran's fault and will be short-lived. Mr. Trump said negotiations with Iranian officials are continuing, but the US military is preparing to strike the country's oil facilities.
We are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly. We are going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong.
Ireland is among a group of 15 countries condemning the escalating violence in Lebanon. A joint statement issued last night calls on Israel to respect international law and stop attacks against civilians, medics, aid workers and journalists. It follows the recent killings of three peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Foreign ministers for Ireland and 14 other European countries issued a statement overnight saying they're appalled by the dramatic situation in Lebanon, where more than 1 million people are displaced and more than 1,000 have been killed, including women, children and health workers. The statement criticises Hezbollah for attacks on Israel and calls on the group to disarm, while also urging Israel to respect international law and protect civilians. All sides are being pressed to agree to a ceasefire, allow humanitarian aid and return to diplomacy to prevent further loss of life.
NASA's first mission to the moon in over 50 years has blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida. Four astronauts are on board for the 10-day voyage. Hundreds of thousands of spectators descended on Cape Canaveral for the historic launch.
4, 3, 2, 1, booster ignition and liftoff. The crew of Artemis 2 now bound for the moon. Humanity's next great voyage begins.
The parents of a teenager killed in an incident involving a scrambler bike say new regulations banning their use are bittersweet. Siobhan and Martin Lynch have been campaigning for the introduction of Grace's Law since their daughter died in January. The new rules, signed into law this week, come into effect tomorrow. The couple say it's an important step forward, but insist Gardaí must now be given the resources and support needed to properly enforce the legislation.
I'm happy that it's passed. But at the same time, there's no point in having a ban or a law in if there's no enforcement for it.
The guards should be, in my opinion, indemnified from pursuing these people. If they're careering down the roads, popping wheelies, they're a danger to all and they should be stopped. It's as simple as that.
Irish farmers say recent government action on fuel costs simply is not enough. Agri-diesel prices have surged over 50% in recent weeks. The IFA says recent excise cuts of just 5 cents barely make a dent. The Irish Farmers Association and Farm and Forestry Contractors met last night with Taoiseach Simon Harris and Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden to plan a coordinated response to the energy crisis. IFA President Francie Gorman says they found no outright solution but did agree a base for further discussions.
The government made it quite clear that they weren't for moving on the carbon tax. But there are a number of issues that we raise with them that could possibly help farmers, like fuel subvention, encouraging farmers and supporting farmers to be able to purchase fertiliser and make sure we have enough fodder grown. And we're due to meet again shortly to go through the issues and try and see what resolution we can get to this.
Met Éireann is warning of stormy conditions over the Easter bank holiday weekend. A nationwide weather advisory will come into effect from 2 a.m. tomorrow morning and last until Saturday afternoon. It'll be windy or possibly stormy in places. Weather warnings could be issued closer to the time. Carl Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel says counties on the Atlantic coast will be hit the hardest.
It's likely that the northwest of the country would see the strongest of the winds. That could be between gale force to potentially up to storm force winds in coastal fringes. So it is one that we expect to see delivering status, I suppose, higher level weather warnings to some parts. And with that, the risk of some disruption to maybe power services, for example.
The Easter Bank Holiday Weekend Road Safety Campaign kicks off at 7 a.m. this morning and continues until next Tuesday. Gardaí say Bank Holiday Weekends are the busiest periods on Irish roads and there's a higher risk of being involved in a serious or deadly road traffic collision with more road users on the move. Analysis of fatal and serious injury collisions so far this year indicates drivers and pedestrians are at the highest risk of being involved. The most dangerous period for collisions on our roads during a bank holiday weekend is between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Scott Mills says he fully cooperated with a UK police investigation relating to an allegation about a sexual offence. The radio presenter has made his first statement since he was sacked by the BBC. The corporation says he was dismissed over separate new information. Mills says he's been subject to rumour and speculation. In entertainment news, tickets for Niall Horan's European tour go on sale this morning. He'll play three nights at Dublin's Three Arena on the 9th, 10th and 12th of November. The Mullingar man also plays Belfast on the 15th of November. Niall was asked if his new song Dinner Party could be a hard launch of his relationship.
Oh, what would I call it? A medium-sized launch. Yeah, I mean, there's been songs written about her before, so that was probably the harder launch. It's getting a little bit, it's kind of on a launch scale, it's kind of going down now because I've already written those songs.
And in sport, in golf, Tiger Woods has turned down the opportunity to captain the United States at next year's Ryder Cup at Adair Manor in Limerick. The 50-year-old confirmed he will step away from golf for a period of time to seek treatment following his arrest after a car crash last week. The PGA of America announced last night Woods will not serve as captain. Meanwhile, Seamus Power returns to action at the Texas Open this afternoon. The Waterford native tees off at the Oaks course shortly after 3 p.m. It follows a frustrating outing at last week's Houston Open, with the 39-year-old failing to make the cut for the weekend. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.